This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of February 24th, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. CNN isn't usually interested in the minutiae of state politics, but comments from Tennessee House Speaker Glenn Cassidy about Representative David Byrd have brought the network and other national outlets to the state capitol. That's after Cassidy was caught on video defending his choice of Byrd as Education Subcommittee Chair. That's despite multiple accusations of sexual misconduct of girls Byrd coached in the 1980s. So, will this new pressure push Byrd out of office? WPLN's political reporter Sergio Martinez-Beltra is here to talk about that and what the controversy means for Cassidy himself. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
So, the allegations against Representative David Byrd are not new, at least for Tennesseans. They were first brought up last year. So, why is this bubbling back up now?
The simple answer is because of a six-minute video posted on Twitter by a Democratic activist named Justin Canu. Canu ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2018 in Williamson County, which is represented by Cassidy. So he recently confronted Cassidy at an event and started asking him questions in regards to the allegations made against David Byrd. In the video, which appears to have been shot with a hidden camera, Canu insists that Cassidy should ask Byrd to step down. But Cassidy says he backs Byrd and that he stands by him. That's even though other Republican leaders, including his predecessor, Beth Harwell, asked for his resignation.
Well, in the video, Cassidy seems to be saying that the media have made Byrd seem like he's guilty, even when there's no real evidence to that.
Right, and that's not a surprise coming from Cassidy. I talked to him last year before he had been officially elected speaker, and he said the same thing to me then. He frames this as making sure due process is respected. Here's Cassidy at a recent press conference.
Allegations are just that. Our most sacred right is the right that we're innocent until proven guilty.
Cassidy says that if he were a victim of sexual assault, he'd have come forward immediately. There's a lot of research on why that's often untrue of victims. And Cassidy says this is something that ought to be decided by the courts. But because these allegations were three decades ago, there couldn't be a criminal trial to decide guilt or innocence. This most definitely shows how Cassidy is going to handle future allegations made against members of the House, which is he's not going to pursue them very vigorously, especially if it's a Republican. Now, this is somewhat different from what other Republican leaders say they do. Here's Senate Speaker Randy McNally, who asked Byrd to step down last year.
Should that happen to one of our members, I would probably handle it a little bit different. But I certainly respect Speaker Cassidy. If it were to happen in the Senate and the allegations were made, I think I'd probably request the Ethics Committee to review it.
And that's what a lot of Democrats are calling for, an investigation. But one of the things that I've heard Republicans mention, including McNally and Cassidy, is that David Byrd won re-election. So they seem to be saying that because the voters support him, even after the allegations became public, other people should move on.
Well, it's true. David Byrd easily won re-election, and it seems like he doesn't necessarily need the support. So why is Cassidy making such a big show of backing him?
Cassidy is a man who appreciates loyalty, and I think that by supporting Representative Byrd, Cassidy is sending a message to fellow Republicans. If you support me, I'll support you. But one of the things that Justin Canu asked Cassidy in the video is why did he name Byrd chairman of an education subcommittee? Canu says that that's empowering Byrd, not just standing by him or respecting his right to due process.
Well, Sergio, Cassidy knew there would be a reaction to this appointment. This was no accident. So what was the message he was trying to send with this?
I think his decision to pick Byrd to chair a subcommittee sends a message to everyone how he's going to run the show. He's the one in charge, and he's giving leadership positions to people who are ride or die, people who are loyal to him and his agenda. Also, the State Democratic Party and outside organizations are pushing for Byrd's resignation, so this also sends a message to them that he's not going to be stopped easily.
Well, Sergio, do you think this issue is going to force David Byrd out of office?
I don't think so. Now, if new allegations come up, that could change the game. But this is not about Byrd. This is something that Cassidy probably anticipated. So this really is a show of force in the State House led by Cassidy.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez-Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with our coverage of the state legislature this session by subscribing to the TriStar State. You can find that at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.